This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, son?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a bit sore, if you want to know
the truth. Oh, you've been working out.
I have. Thanks for noticing.
Well, I don't know if I know, but...
What? I've been back in the gym for a couple of weeks.
Well, that's good.
On and off. But,
You must be more off than on if you're still sore.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be kind of, if you're going,
I thought you're supposed to always be sore to know that you're pushing yourself. But man, I've been tired. I was trying to figure out, like, I would get home at night. I'd be like, I'm so sleepy. Then I realized my body's not used to, it's trying to rebuild itself or something. I don't know. My body is working to recover.
Well, wait 30 more years and just see how that works out. See how your body's recovering, whether you're working out or just working. Because, tired is a something that I understand. But
it's a way of life for you?
Yeah, just keep getting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Don't acknowledge it. Don't acknowledge being tired. That's your advice. Just keep going.
Yeah, well, if you don't, you might not get up and do nothing. So just ignore it and just keep going.
But see, here's my problem. Tonight, I'm having a party.
We better hurry up and get through today.
I know, so that I can take a nap. I mean, usually this is a Friday. We're recording this on a Friday. Typically, typically I have my parties. If I'm going to have a party, like a get-together, I'm going to have it on a Saturday. That way I know I can take a nap. Because, boy, I like being the last one at the party. And if I'm throwing the party, that pretty much makes sense. I can't go to sleep at my own party.
No, but so you can't be the last one. You got to be there when everybody's getting there. What are you going to do, hide upstairs?
I mean, I'm the last one to leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about at the end of the party, not at the beginning. I might show up fashionably late to my own party. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to cram in a nap, but I know what's going to happen. By the time I get home, Christy's like, well, we got to do this, and we got to do this, and you got to clean this, and we got to get this straight, and we got to do all this. And she'll be right.
So you...
Where's Link? He's taking a nap.
Yeah, y'all going to be back there in that new room with the, you playing all the music and the albums?
Yep. Dad is referring to our renovated listening room, which no pictures have been posted online. But boy, this thing's finally come together. And this is the first, like, having all of my friends over to enjoy the listening room, playing some
but it's not the first time, because Lando has had his friends over and kind of broke it in for you.
Yeah, he did, and I wasn't there for that. This is my first time with my friends, but I did ask Lando to open for me. He's going to play a vinyl set. He's going to spin some records.
Okay.
For the first couple of hours. That way I can mingle and be a host and stuff like that. And then I'm going to take over and start doing my thing.
Well,
if I'm awake.
I don't know. You probably don't have this album, but we went after Nancy had her port removed yesterday morning.
Oh, great.
We were at the hospital at 6:30, left at 10:30, so everything went pretty good. Then I didn't want her to leave her at home by herself, so I carried her to work with me. Where I was finishing that screened-in porch.
You put her to work? Screening in the porch?
I didn't put her to work. I said I carried her to work with me. I didn't say I put her to work. Don't be putting words in my mouth when she went to the hospital and had surgery.
Wow.
Making somebody think that I
can't believe you put her to work, Dad.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're making her work right after.
Yeah, I put her in a chair on that third floor in the screened-in porch where the screen was already in it.
Oh.
And you can see the ocean, and the breeze was blowing across there. And after she sat down in the chair, in about 15 minutes, she was history.
She went to La La Land.
From
Slumberland.
About, we got there at 12 o'clock, so after we got upstairs from about 1 o'clock to 3:30, except for the time I dropped the drill and it hit the floor and it woke her up, she rested and did really good, and I didn't have to worry about her. She was doing all right. So.
Big milestone to get the port removed, because that means no more medicine.
That's
that
correct.
She's going to have to get constantly.
Well, she's going to have some. We'll find out. They're going to put her on two medicines to help where it's not supposed to let the cancer come back.
All right, gotcha.
But what I was going to tell you, so we didn't know how she was going to feel. And the Music on Main was downtown last every Thursday night. This was the second week.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swinging Medallions were there. And they've been
Swinging
playing,
Medallions.
And they've been playing music since probably the late 50s.
All right. So is this unmissable?
And they got a song that they got famous with called Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Okay.
So maybe you need to find one of their albums where you can.
I love the name Swinging Medallions. I mean, it kind of makes me think of, I guess it's just a necklace. But I did think of balls for a second. I don't know why. I think I'm going to start referring to my berries as Swinging Medallions.
But one of the guys, this original member, this 80-some years old.
Good God.
Was there last night.
Really? So you went?
Well, we went.
Oh, you didn't know if Nancy was going to be up for it.
So we went, and somebody came by the house, a good friend of mine, Wayne, and picked our chairs up, and we drove the golf cart down there where she didn't walk for. And so they wear, I got some loud pants. I didn't bring them in here. But they're all different colors. And they usually wear them, but they wore a different kind of orange and different colored pants. And I walked up front and talked to Joe, and I said, well, Joe, I wore these pants so maybe I could get up on stage with y'all tonight. And he said, we're wearing those pants tomorrow night. You'll have to come, and you can get on stage tomorrow night. But they're too far away. I'm not driving that far to go watch them tonight. But,
so Joe is the 80-year-old guy in the band?
And still sings, double shot of my baby's love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Double shot of my baby's love.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And this goes on like that.
80-year-old getting a double shot. That's pretty good. One can only hope that you and I are going to be getting our 80-year-old double shots.
That'd be correct.
Of our baby's love. So how did Nana do at the thing?
She did pretty good. I made sure she had
beer,
some lemonade, and had plenty of stuff to drink. And I had plenty of stuff to drink, and it won't lemonade.
Does she ever drink beer? I mean, is it?
Absolutely not.
Never.
She hates it.
She hates beer.
She won't even taste it no more.
Wow.
Once in a while, she might would do a margarita. stuff, but that's probably been a pretty good while ago, too. So
I like a margarita. I think that's my drink, because I don't really have a drink. Well, I'm glad she was able to go out, and I'm glad that you cleared that last hurdle of the of the port, right? So now it's just a couple of medications she's going to take by mouth, and then, you know, keep the cancer away.
So what you been up to?
Well, you know, I sent you that picture of Lando with his car.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe he's 16? He's starting to drive on his own. He technically can't start driving on his own for a couple of more weeks. Something about the timing of when you start the course and the amount of time. Yeah. And then, but in a few more weeks, he's doing his final driving test. So we went ahead and got him a car. And got him a little Honda Civic. It's a very reliable vehicle. And, I mean, you could tell by the picture how excited he was, right?
Oh, yeah. I just hope he knows that taking care of a black car is a lot of work.
Well, that's the color. Yeah, he wanted, like, that charcoal.
Yeah.
You're talking about to keep it from looking dirty.
Yeah.
I am curious if he's going... like, how much he's going to care about that. You know, Lincoln is our car guy. He was always, and it still is, cars really matter to him. Lando, it was kind of like, in the last week, he started to figure out, like, what kind of car? I was surprised that he wanted a car, like a sedan, and not, like, one of those, like, little SUV-type cars, because he's tall, you know?
Yeah.
He's like 6'1". But that's what he wanted, and... Man, buying a car, even when it's like I didn't even go in thinking I was gonna haggle, because this day and age it's like, okay, this is the MSRP based on, you can just quickly do a search online, you can tell how much you should be paying for this stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, a few hundred dollars below MSRP for this car is what you should do, and I was like, you know what? It ain't even worth it. We're just gonna do it. Now, when we went there, we were just looking at cars to see if he'd be interested. We were gonna come back later once we looked at stuff. And then we get there and Chrissy's like, and Lando's like, they start giving off this energy. We're like, let's just go ahead and do it. This is the one, let's go ahead and do it. And then I feel like, well, I can't be the party pooper. Let's go ahead and do it. So then we sit down with this guy. They sit you down.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy this car outright, you know. So this should be simple. We're not going to be talking. What I've learned is you don't tell them. If that's what you're going to do, you don't tell them that's what you're going to do. Because they don't make as much money off of you if you don't finance the car.
Yeah.
But I wasn't trying to haggle or anything. I just like, let's just get this done. I mean, how hard can it be? Good Lord. I mean, it was literally over 3 hours later.
I wanted to know.
And we were just sitting around waiting for, like, paperwork to show up. And then sit here and wait for us, and let's do this credit check, and let's do this. And then there's problems with that. And, you know, my credit's locked down, and I have to open it up. So that was my fault, or that was on me. And then, I mean, it literally took hours and hours.
I am confused. Hold on. If I walk in there and tell somebody that I'm paying for the car, what the hell do they need to run my credit check for?
That's a good point. I think it's because it was the weekend and we were going to write a check that then if the check didn't clear, they were going to then do some sort of finance rigmarole. They were doing anything they could so that we would walk out there that day buying the car instead of coming back tomorrow. And I wasn't available the rest of the week to come back. So they had to go through this weird, like, well, if your check doesn't clear, then we gotta have assurance that you can pay another way. That's what it was. So that complicated things.
Do you know what I'd have done then? I'd have either got up and left, Or either I'd have pulled up something on YouTube and said, do you know who I am?
They did know who I was. That was my thing.
Okay, that's, I mean.
I know. I was so, I got so frustrated. And then the guy, listen, Dad, and then the guy comes with a sheet of paper. And he puts down the sheet of paper and he's like, all right, this is how much it's going to cost. And we've got, over here on this side, we've got the aftermarket things that are already on the car. We got floor mats for $1,500 and we got a security system for $1,500. And before the guy brought out the thing, I was like, I was reading online. It was like, don't let them upcharge you for stuff because that's where they're trying to make their money. Like popcorn at the movie theater. Get the big popcorn. Come on, you got to have it. So he comes out and he tells me this, and I literally was just putting my phone away. I wasn't ready. I hadn't done any research. I wasn't prepared for this. And so, like, my anxiety level is going up. And I'm like, man, now I'm going to have to, like, stand up to this guy about something because he's going to try to sell me on something. But I'm like literally reading it. He's showing up and I'm putting my phone on him. I'm like, oh crap, here it happens. And then it did happen. He said, I saw it. It said aftermarket, $1,500 for floor mats, $1,500 for a security, aftermarket security system. He said, they're both already on there. Yeah. I don't care if they're already on. Like, you know, it's just classic manipulation. Well, they're already on. They said they were already on there. And then Chrissy's sitting next to me. I say, I don't want those. And I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it like you would have said it. I said it like I tried. I was being nice. And I was like, I don't want these things. Let's just take those off. And then before the guy could respond, Christy pipes up and she says, like, what are you doing? It wasn't like she didn't say anything of substance. It was just more like, I know what she was thinking. My husband is going into his cheap ass frugal mode where he's going to try to nickel and dime this guy and embarrass me and Lando when we're just trying to get out the door. Like, you know, look at what we're paying for this car. Now you're going nickel and dime them. And yes, I do have a track record of being that guy.
Yeah.
So
that's all right.
Over the years, I have earned the moniker of being cheap, or I like to say frugal.
Frugal. That's better.
And so I do think it was a reasonable assumption that that is what was happening again. So I understand why she jumped in there and just had that reaction. Again, we had no conversation ahead of time. There's no preparation. Like, yeah. If I would have researched this ahead of time, about, and now, Christy, what the internet is telling me, what the smart digital world is telling me is, decline this stuff. So I'm going to follow that instruction and not just do whatever they tell me when I go in there, okay? And then we would have been fine. But none of that happened. And here we are with our backs against the wall. And I turn to Christy and like, I'm like, the guy's just sitting there. I said, well, you already put it on there. And I'm like, can we have 5 minutes? That was smart. That was smart on my part. I'm going to give myself some credit here. And the guy leaves. And then I was able to tell Chrissy, I was like, listen, I'm not doing what you think I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Do you want to pay $1,500 for floor mats? Four of them. Four floor mats. That's great. I mean, that's just wild. All we got to do is go over to Pep Boys or I bet you they got them at damn Ralph's. You know, anywhere. Just we'll order them, and on the way home, they'll show up at the door or something. Yeah. And it won't be $1,500. And then the guy, and I'm talking to her, and then all of a sudden, the guy comes back over, and he's like, it's been 5 minutes. And I'm like, you can tell we're still in it. Come on, son. Get out of here. So I'm like, we need a few more minutes. And then she's like, all right, okay, all right. And then we call him. He comes back over. We're like, we don't want these things. And then we moved on. And I paid what my research said within a few hundred dollars I should pay. I could have negotiated down literally maybe $1,000. But I did. I decided even not to do that because of the conveniences that Havana's done. And that's growth for me. I know for some people it's like, well, that's crazy. That is $1,000 or $800 technically. And so, yeah, for me, paying an extra $800 is growth. So I'm going to pat myself on the back again. And it still took over an hour after that. And and they kept saying, well, you guys are so nice. You guys are so nice. People would come up to us and say, you're so nice. And what that was code for is everybody who comes in here gets angry. You haven't done that yet. We're surprised because of the techniques and tactics that we go through make people angry. It splits marriages. Kids decide to not even drive. Like, I mean, people are storming out the door. It's not a cool environment. This isn't cool. And if I had to do it all over again, I would do one of those online, no haggle, just the simple way to do it. I wouldn't sit down unprepared and do this. It's just not the way you do it. I should have known better. But then it was all made better when we walk up there to the car and they had the bow on it. Which I found out later, Christy whispered to him, do you have a bow? And the guy's like, I don't think we have bows anymore, but I'll try. Which probably added another 30 minutes to us waiting. Then the bow's on there. We take the pictures with the car. And then we're about to drive away. And that guy, the it's been 5 minutes guy, comes out with a box. Guess what's in it?
Floor mats.
He's like, you guys have been so nice. I want to give you these floor mats for $1,500. No, for free. So then they gave me the floor mats that I know people would be like, well, I want the floor mats and I want them included and I don't want to pay for them and all this, you know, all the haggle crap. It's like, that's the past. Let's move forward. You know, haggling over floor mats. I ain't got time for that. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, sounds like it. We better move on before you have a stroke.
But Lando is so happy with this car. Christy told me when I got home from work the next day, she was like, he's so confident behind the wheel. It's like this freedom and this ability to drive his own car. Like, he's just beaming. And that's good. That made me so happy. So.
He was beaming in that picture.
It was worth it. Yeah. It was worth it.
Imagine you're exhausted after a long day and hunger strikes, and you face that dreaded choice, spend an hour cooking something healthy or order greasy takeout. Well, boy, let me tell you, as hot as it's been where I've been and I've been working, I don't want to have to cook nothing. And I don't want to have to order out. I want to be able to go to the refrigerator and get me some Factor and get it out and get me something good to eat that I know is going to be healthy. Factor handles all this setup by delivering fresh, never frozen meals crafted by chefs and dietitians right to my doorstep or your doorstep. It keeps me on track with my nutrition goals without any planning or cleanup. Okay, all you Myrtle Beasts, and let me tell you, when I come in and I'm hungry like that, and I got me some chicken and mushroom tetrazzini, and man, in about 2 or 3 minutes after heating it up, I was eating. Because if you work like I work, and it's been as hot as it's been when I'm working and working outside, when you come in and it's cool and you want to get something good to eat, my chicken and mushroom tetrazzini was wonderful. Factor caters to your exact goals, from the Muscle Pro collection to GLP-1 support. using clean ingredients with absolutely no artificial additives, with over 100 weekly menu items and 70 plus add-ons, you just pop a delicious meal in the microwave and it's ready in 2 minutes. Head to factormeals.com/dispatches50off and use code dispatches50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscriptions only. While supplies last until September 27th, 2026.
How's Nana? You talking to Nana lately?
Yes. She is.
Because she lived with you for a month, then you sent her back. And
Wait, whoa. There you go again.
She escaped.
She was ready to go back to Teresa's. Don't act like we didn't want like her staying. That you sound like, yep, you know, we had to put up with my mama for a month. And we did. But
so what's the latest?
She is talking to me.
Yeah, because y'all weren't talking. At the end there, she wasn't talking to you. You made her mad.
Well, from Saturday till I took her home on Tuesday, it took till Tuesday morning for her to be cordial with me again.
Well, let's call her because I think we need to.
All right.
But I want you to prank call her because I want to double down on. I want to see if you can get back on her bad side. All right. Do you know about the refrigerator running prank? Disguise your voice. You can't be yourself. use a woman's voice and ask about. You work for the refrigerator company.
Hello,
Miss Neal.
Hire.
Well, hey, darling.
How you?
She recognized you already, Dad.
I'm great.
Hang up. Say I gotta call you back later. I mean, something came up. No, don't repeat what I'm saying. Just say, Mom, I'll call you back in a minute.
She can hear you. She heard me.
What, you got it on speaker? She can't hear me.
I didn't hear you.
She doesn't hear me. You said hang up.
Oh, I'm oh, yeah, I did.
Can you tell
I'm doing
her,
good. Hey. Well,
just say you want to call and tell her you love her and that we're on the show.
What are you trying to say?
I said, I just wanted to call. We're doing the show, and I wanted to call and tell you that I loved you.
And tell her that I said that I love her.
And Link said to tell you that he loves you, too.
And I've been thinking about her a lot.
I know he loves me. He's my first grandson, and that was a great time when he was a little boy. And all that sweet smiles and all that fried chicken he ate on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. He's just a beautiful boy.
Tell her that I was telling everybody about the pound cakes that we would make
I know
together.
He's a man now.
He said he'd been telling us about all the pound cakes you used to make together.
Well, all of you, not just one. But I would put him up beside me as I made the cake. I had everything ready. It was ready to fix. And when I got all finished, he got to lick all the cream that was left on the beaters off.
Mm-hmm. And the cake batter.
That was a joy.
And the cake batter. Yep.
Yeah, there was an episode of Mythical Kitchen. And I was, I don't know if it made the edit, but I was talking to Josh about that.
Even today you like that.
Well, let me ask you something. When you're that close to the cooking and doing all that stuff, but it is your and Teresa's refrigerator running?
It ain't going to
run. My refrigerator's not running. Nothing in my house is running anymore. Link is going to make it beautiful.
I'm talking about the refrigerator in Tisi's house. Is it running?
I don't know. Yes, it's running because she just brought me a drink in here.
Well, if it's running, don't you think you better go catch it?
You blew it, Dad. I mean, you were your. She recognized you from the beginning. Tell her what I was trying to get you to do.
One of your jokes.
One of your jokes. Not my joke.
It was one of my jokes. Okay. So, are you all right with that? No, you still ain't. You ain't gonna be mad at me, are you?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
That don't do any good.
Yep.
It does, gay. It does good for the podcast. It makes people laugh.
Yeah.
Not that we're telling people about it.
Yeah, but we don't.
I don't get mad very often.
You don't.
I used to get upset when I was younger, but I've decided that that's not the thing to do.
Okay.
And it takes about 4 days for her to decide.
When you get mad or upset with somebody, it takes two or three days to get over it. Is that all?
Well, I think that's enough time, don't you?
I think that'd be about right. Yeah.
All right. Well, you tell her that you're happy that she's good.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a joke.
All right.
What runs around the thorn but doesn't move?
Say that again.
What runs around the what?
What runs around the farm but doesn't move?
What runs around the farm that doesn't move?
Right.
Okay. Tell her I'm thinking about it, too.
Kurt has some around his cows. What is it?
Oh, a fence.
Fence.
Correct. After I give you a good...
Well, tell her that I did it.
Link guessed it before you said that.
So he's smart, always has been.
I mean, I am smart, but I did need the hint. And then I told you.
What do you get from a pampered cow?
Oh, we got another one. She's full of jokes.
What do we get from a pampered cow?
Yes.
So it's related to milk.
It's related to milk.
Spoiled milk.
Oh, I was close. Spoiled milk.
That come from the... You know I couldn't do it. Come from Feeble and Family. I enjoy it every week because it has something good in it. And those little jokes are cheap. And the 7-year-olds enjoy doing them to people.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this might be a new segment. Yeah. Tell her that. We might get some jokes from
Nana. We might have to have a new segment now, Nana and her jokes.
No, it won't my jokes.
All right. Other people's jokes that Nana tells.
I read them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nana and other people's jokes that you tell.
That's funny.
It was funny. Tell her thank you.
It was funny.
Tell her how much you love her.
Good.
And that you're so glad that you guys are happy with each other again.
Yeah. Well, we're glad. Link's glad. Link said to tell you that he loved you. And I'm glad that you still love me, too. So.
Well, I'll always love both of you.
All right. Well, I'll be talking to you later.
Tell her to chase down that fridge.
All right, darling.
Okay. But make sure you go catch that refrigerator.
Okay, I will. If I don't, I'll call you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Bye.
Hey, look at that. You guys made up.
Yep.
In spite of what I was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
You made up. Well, wow. Well, that makes me feel good. I mean, who knew we were going to get jokes from Nana all of a sudden?
I'm telling you, she asked me when I called her earlier this morning if she was going to be available. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, what are you going to ask me? And I said, Mom, I don't know what I'm going to ask you. She said, they don't ever tell me, which was not the truth, but but don't y'all tell Nana that either.
Okay, we're getting a load of stuff today. Yeah.
Okay, Link, well, I got to holler out to Andrea.
Okay.
I think that's the way you pronounce that. It said, I would like to send a holler out to my son, Caleb, who was just born. His first YouTube video he listened to when he was born was Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
Wow.
Got to recruit them young. Mm-hmm. I have enjoyed the show for a long time now, and I'm glad to say I will share it with him. Well, Andrea,
that's an
pretty
honor.
Special.
Yeah, it is. I have a suggestion. I think when you shut down this episode, you should do it talking directly to, what's his name?
Caleb.
Now, he's only one, so you got to put things on his level.
I don't even, he says he was just born. He's not even one.
He's a newborn.
1 month, maybe.
So you got to start talking in a way that it'll resonate with him. Like, we're going in this episode.
Yeah.
We had such a good episode, Caleb.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you doing, Caleb? Because we're finishing this episode. Like that.
Well, that's what we're, okay. Well.
No, more baby talk. You got to go full baby talk.
Okay, all you Myrtle Beast out there. It was fun having you all here with us today. And we'll be back next week for another one.
Gucci, throw in some Gucci, Gucci, go.
And don't forget to follow and subscribe whenever you get your podcast.
Pockety,
and on
pockety,
YouTube,
pockety.
Gucci, Gucci. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. And Caleb, you have a great rest of your week. Get you, Caleb. I love you. Yeah.
Yeah, we love
we'll
you.
We'll talk
so
to
much.
You when you're one, Caleb.
Yes. Okay. Is your refrigerator when you're one?
Yeah, boy, mm-hmm. She didn't like that.
Oh,
well, love you, son.
Love you too. Thanks for the laughs.